For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Having a baby is getting more dangerous in rural America. More than a third of U.S. counties, mostly in the Midwest and South, are now maternity care deserts. Over the past decade, nearly 200 rural hospitals have stopped delivering babies, primarily to cut costs.
If you have to travel for your delivery, the rate of complications and potential death is higher.
Harold Miller with the Center for Healthcare Quality and Payment Reform says even after delivery, many rural areas can lack resources and personnel to treat postpartum complications, putting millions at risk.
If the community doesn't have postpartum follow-up, you're more likely to have that problem because it won't necessarily be diagnosed properly or treated quickly.
Friends and neighbors can be a lifeline for those suffering from mental illness. But rural folks, especially veterans, often try to go it alone. Jace Honey in Colorado leads the Comet Project, changing our mental and emotional trajectory to help regular folks spot mental health issues.
They've had a broken arm, they'd go to the doctor and get it fixed. But if you have mental problems, everybody thinks they can fix it themselves.
Tom Flores, who heads the project's veterans outreach, says mental illness doesn't strike rural areas more often, but the risk of suicide is double, especially for isolated veterans.
40% of all veterans that commit suicide are not enrolled in the VA. A lot of our rural veterans are not getting help.
An average of 17 U.S. veterans die by suicide every day. A rural school district in eastern Maine is using teletherapy to help its students improve their mental health. Anya Slepian has more.
After more than a year of remote learning, many students in Baileyville, Maine, struggled to return to school, according to Superintendent Patricia Mehta.
We were just seeing kids with anxiety, lots and lots and lots of anxiety around just being at school, about being with other students.
Mehta says an unprecedented number of her students have been diagnosed with a range of mental health issues, but options for in-person care in the community are limited. So the school district turned to teletherapy with the help of a series of grants coordinated by the nonprofit MCD Global Health. Mehta says they're already seeing results.
We are seeing kids come to school more. Attendance has really improved. We see kids reaching out. We see them talking to people.
The program is on track to serve about 20% of the district's 380 students. I'm Anya Slepian.
May is National Bike Month. Time to dust off your two-wheeler. Maybe add a pedestrian-friendly bell. Or even a horn. Happy pedaling! For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.